It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Picks Pod.
What
up,
B? We're back, man.
We're back, man. This is fun.
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, doing the NFC East odds was fun, but I feel like sometimes with those, we're so emotionally invested in all those teams.
You can say that.
It's hard to be clear-eyed, right? Like
clear-eyed, yeah, full hearts.
Don't win any money. Is that the
can't
new?
Lose, yeah, right? Can't lose. That should be our gambling model.
So, but with these teams, I feel like we can
Friday
look at
Night
them.
Lights, guys.
I mean, it's probably my favorite show.
Ever. Yeah. So our new gambling motto is clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Or can't win, depending. But. Actually, quick TV take. So
please, ooh, because I have a movie take.
Oh, perfect. All right, good. So first is...
We're going to get to some odds later.
I've decided that shows should be basically split into a few different categories. So I think there's all like the HBO Showtime shows that are different, right? They're more movies than they are shows. And then when we're talking about shows that are on TV, like Channel 3, 6, 9, which is like making me feel old saying
yeah,
I'm Channel
3. Sound
old. Yeah, 3, 6, yeah. 10, 12, 17, I think. But those shows I think should be categorized separately. And I've decided that The Office and Seinfeld are the two best TV shows of all time. Like, you can say Sopranos, The Wire, all that. Those aren't really TV shows.
So you're saying non-cable TV shows.
Yeah, those are different categories.
There is a way to describe this. Cable and non-cable is what you just described.
Well, that was a lot simpler than how.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think
the network television shows is what you're saying.
Right. Seinfeld and The Office are the two best TV shows of all time.
So, I love both those shows. And again, I think The Wire is the best show of all time. But if we're taking out those, you know, cable shows, I think Seinfeld and The Office are two of the best shows of all time. I think The Simpsons is...
Okay, this is my other one. Cartoons can't be included. That's a different category as well. It just
You're
is.
Really
it
making
is.
A lot of
stipulations. Well, I'm saying,
like,
let's just be honest here. Like, it's a cartoon. The actors don't have to worry about aging. They don't have to, like, it's just a completely different thing.
Uh-huh.
They just draw them for 20 years.
30 years in the case of
30 years, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So here'd be my ultimate categories. Non-cable, hour-long shows, 30-minute shows, cartoons.
So you mean cable, hour-long, half-hour.
Correct, yes, cable.
Okay.
Right.
So that, and you're saying The Office and Seinfeld are the two best, obviously half hour
shows.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to include South Park and The Simpsons, which are the other two shows I put there, Parks and Rec, I would put pretty high on that list too.
Yeah, Parks and Rec is very good. Mm. I don't think it's Seinfeld or The Office, but it's very good.
I think I personally like it better than The Office, but I agree The Office is probably a better show. I love both, so this is like choosing between.
Before we get into the odds, I'll ask you for your favorite one in each of my categories.
Okay.
Cable show.
The Wire.
Okay, I would probably say Game of Thrones.
Okay, I love Game of Thrones, but The Wire.
Okay, The Wire. Half hour, not cable show.
So personally, like I said, I think Parks and Rec is like my favorite, like in my heart is my favorite.
Well, this is all emotion.
I think Seinfeld's the best. Makes you feel. If we had to say what's the best, if we're going what's the best, I would go Seinfeld.
So I would agree with you that I think Seinfeld is the best, but in the same token, like The Office just holds a special place in my heart.
Agree.
You
and know, I like The Office better than I like Seinfeld too. Like I've watched The Office way more than I've watched Seinfeld. Right. So I would say
The Office.
The Office and Parks and Rec are my two favorites.
Cartoon show.
South Park.
So I think mine's probably Bob's Burgers.
Love Bob's Burgers!
I know you do. We've discussed this.
Yeah, for me it's like South Park, The Simpsons, and Bob's Burgers are all like my comfort food. Like I've watched Bob's like the entire, like probably like five times, the whole show, like all the way through.
I like South Park. I don't watch it as much. Yeah. I don't watch Bob's Burgers a ton either, but like when I watch South Park, I do enjoy it. But if I'm flipping through TV and South Park's on, I'm never like, let me put South Park on.
I get it.
But when I watch it, it's good.
I get it.
And that was that all the categories?
No. We still have to do hour long.
Okay, so that would be Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
Although the OC was pretty good. The OC was pretty good.
Gossip Girl's better than the OC.
No, it's not. Yes. But whatever.
That's one of my strongest TV takes that I feel so confident about that very few people agree with me about. Like, I know I'm on an island.
I mean, was One Tree Hill better than Gossip Girl?
No. I like One Tree Hill too, though. I've watched all those shows.
So you didn't like
the OC? That's my guilty pleasure. That is my guilty pleasure.
Oh, I guess there's reality TV too. Oh. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, no. What are we doing here?
Below Deck, let me tell you. Then we will get into the odds, I promise. But if you're listening and you know my TV style, which is reality TV, like Below Deck Mediterranean is an amazing show. So essentially what it is it's about a yacht in the Mediterranean and it's about the staff that works there and they have like different people come on. And really each episode is just about making sure the food is hot. Like that's basically what it comes down
to. Sounds riveting.
Yeah, but
sounds like they all can't miss show.
Yeah, they all like hook up, they go out. It's it's my guilty pleasure.
I can tell.
Me and Kristen have probably watched. So they're an hour long. I mean, easily 35 hours of our lives over the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
Like, so if you like reality TV shows, I would highly recommend, if you're listening to this, you have a significant other, even if you don't, but if you're looking for something to watch, Below Deck Mediterranean, very, very good.
Yeah, a different kind of reality, but Survivor is the best reality show of all time. I will fight anyone.
Of all the takes you have, that's probably the most annoying one, I think.
It's such an amazing show.
I can't believe you still watch it.
Love it. I love Survivor. Have you watched it? Like,
yeah, when I was like 12.
Yeah, it's gotten better. Well, it went
no
got
way.
Better and then worse and then better again.
Right.
And it's pretty good now.
Do they still like live on an island?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the show.
Okay, well, I don't know. I never really truly believed they were by themselves.
They are. Oh, buddy, let me tell you.
Think you could be on Survivor?
Huh?
Think you could be on Survivor?
No. I mean, I could. I could do it. I actually could be on Survivor, but I wouldn't be on Survivor. You know what I mean? But I could do it, I think.
I think I'd be good at forming relationships with people, but the roughing it part.
Not your style.
I mean, I took 3 showers yesterday. I didn't even leave the house. So, yeah. Like, I can't imagine I would be comfortable. It would, like, my contacts. It just wouldn't work out.
All right. By the way, for my hour-long, I agree with your take. Friday Night Lights or Lost would probably be my answer.
Lost was good. I didn't get as into it, but Lost was very good.
Okay. Quick movie take, and not even a movie take, just a suggestion, and then we'll get into the odds. Derek Delgaudio's In and of Itself.
Yeah. You told me about this.
I told you about this. I
didn't
mention it on the pod.
Yeah.
It is, I'm not kidding when I say this, one of the best things I've seen in a really long time.
Wow.
In any medium, any whatever, and it is not like anything you've ever seen before. It's a combination of storytelling and magic and illusion and audience experience, and ultimately it's a study of something, which I don't want to give anything away, but it is a study of something human, and it is just an amazing watch. It's 90 minutes long. It's on Hulu. Couldn't recommend enough.
So you always give good advice on this stuff, so I will watch it. But if I'm being honest, your description of it makes me want to never watch it.
I'm telling you, like, again, like, I didn't, my brother 4 months was like, watch this, watch
this.
No,
I believe you.
This.
It's
and
good.
I know. And I did the same thing. I'm like, oh, you know, and I even like magic. Like, I'm a magic guy. Like, I think magic is cool. I'm not one of those who's like, oh, magic is for nerds.
Right,
like,
right.
Not my thing. I think magic is wild and cool. But I was like, eh, you know, I'll get to it. And then he finally hounded me and I did it. And I was like, thank you for hounding me, because that was just as great as you said it was. Hulu.
Hulu? Okay.
Okay. Eric Del Gaudio's In and of Itself. All right. After that interlude.
Let's make some money.
Let's make some money. All right. As we started last week with our NFC East odds, we're going to go through all the NFL future odds for the over-under win totals. And in case you remember last time, well, we are going to talk today about...
This was my good pick last year.
The NFC South, which my man...
Picked the Bucks.
You picked the Bucks to win
you
the
had
Super
the
Bowl
Saints.
Last year. I
so
did.
So you were close, too. Not
obviously. As close, but you...
You know, it's weird. I was looking at the odds earlier, and it's just weird to see the Saints and not think about them having Drew Brees and Sean Payton.
It is weird,
you know,
isn't
like
it?
Every year you go through this, I mean, basically my whole life. Like, when did he sign with the Saints? It's been 10, 15 years. So,
yeah.
Like, it's been a while. So, you know, every year when I look at these picks, I would go like, all right, well, they got Sean Payton and Drew Brees. So, they're obviously going to be good. But now, you know, Jameis Winston, we'll see, right? But, yeah, it's an interesting division in that way.
All right, let's go through it. And the Parx Casino Sportsbook app is so convenient and so easy
every
to
time.
Use. User-friendly, intuitive. You can get every single one of these over-unders on this app. So why don't we start with Elliott's squad. The
My
squad
team.
That made it happen. Now,
my team.
Again, remember that if you had been like Elliott last year at this time, you could have made some serious money
serious
betting
shekels.
On the Tampa Bay Bucks to win the Super Bowl. Elliott, the over-under, and that's what we're doing this time around. We'll get into futures later. We'll talk, you know, division winners and all that stuff, and we'll obviously get into that a bit while we do this, too, just with our picks on the numbers. But over-under, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, again, 17-game season.
Can I guess what it is? Because I haven't seen
this. Yeah, well, this is fun. Let's do
that.
Yeah,
we'll do it for each team.
We'll do a little guess the lines.
Yeah. 9.5.
Oh, buddy.
Was that right?
It was way low.
Ooh, okay, wow.
The Tampa Bay Bucks over-under for this season, 11.5 football games. Are the Bucks going 12-5,
Elliott? So first I forgot about the 17 games. That does throw
yep,
it off.
Yep.
I saw a good stat on Twitter earlier. I wish I would have saved it. Something about Tom Brady hits his over like an insane amount of times. I think the only year he didn't hit it was the year he tore his ACL. So obviously it doesn't really count, but in terms of starting the season. 11.5 is really high. Now, when you look around their division, the Saints are not going to be as good. So I think those are easy wins. The Falcons are in that division, right? So they're not going to be as good. And the Panthers. I don't think the Panthers are going to be. Although Sam Darnold might improve them. We can get to that in a little bit. But a very easy division. Like, I could easily see them going 5-1 in the division. So over 11.5. Ultimately, I think where I come down on this is, I guess it was 9.5. So clearly, I think 11.5 is high. I'd feel better if it was at 10.5. Obviously, I'd feel great if it was at 9.5. I would bet the over just simply because I'm not betting against Tom Brady, like, ultimately.
Yeah.
So, and the division's not as good this year. Like, that does really matter. Like, when we go around the NFC East, and we did that last week, your division is probably the most important part of the over-unders because you play them, obviously, seven, eight times during the year. So, or six times,
six
right?
Times.
Six times, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Math.
You know.
Again, yeah. So I would say the over.
So, I am... this is a tough one because it is a high number, right? And I think that
it's got to be one of the highest in there.
Yeah, and part of that number is inflated because they just won the Super Bowl, you know? So the number is going to be higher than you probably think it should be coming in. Again, I'm with you. Like, if I had been the one guessing, I would have said 10.5.
Which is kind of where I was at, honestly, if you consider I said 9.5.
Yeah, you were thinking it was
16
games. Yeah. And it's funny because even though I felt like it was lower, as you're talking, I'm thinking about it, and I think I would go over two. Now, this is not a bet for me. This is a stay away for me personally. There, the next one we'll get to, I like a lot more. I'll give you a little tease there, Elliott. But I'm with you. I think that ultimately, if I'm betting this, if I just want to say, all right, I'm going to go through and have some fun, I'm going to put a couple shekels on every single over-under so I got action on everything, or if I'm just going to, you know, take a division and pick them, whatever, I do think that the over is the right call here simply because, to your point, I just think they are so far and away the best team in this division. They brought everyone back. Now, you worry a little bit about going to the Super Bowl I think Brady is the elixir for this because Brady has done this so many times
right.
that he can kind of set the tone for this Bucks team. But I do worry a little bit about, as we saw here in Philadelphia,
yes.
a lot of guys winning their first Super Bowl and then maybe not having the same type of drive to get back.
So one of my more annoying things in sports is when any team wins a championship, the immediate reaction is, and guess what? Like, they're just getting started, right? like every year, no matter who wins it, it's like, and they could be back next year. But I do think, and I believe this, I read an article, I think Tom Brady might have been interviewed in it, or maybe it was the GM, basically saying their plan was, look, we didn't think in 2020 we'd be this good. The plan was 2021.
I saw Seth Wickersham talking about this.
Yeah, and I think in this case you can believe that, because Brady was new, they were, you know, installing new systems, all that with Brady. So I do genuinely think they could be better next year than they were last year. And let's be honest, as impressive as winning his seventh title was, and they went to Green Bay, and that was impressive, but like, they weren't that good throughout the year.
No, they turned it on when it mattered.
Right. It wasn't like they were some dominant team. So I do think next year they could even
And
be
even
better.
Then, they still went, what, 11-5 last year? So we're asking them to win one more game than they did
they
last
get one more
year.
Chance.
And they get one more chance. So I do agree with you. The more we talk about it, the more I really do like the over bet. But again, I don't think it's a lock or anything.
See, and one reason you won't place a bet on is because then you would have to root for Tom Brady.
Well, yeah. I mean,
right? Like, you don't want to be opening your Sundays
enough
and being like, yeah.
What more does this guy need, really? Come on. All right, next one, which this is one I'm definitely betting on. And Elliot.
Am I guessing again?
Sure. Last year, my
oh yeah
Super Bowl pick, which was not to
Did
be.
Not pan out.
New Orleans Saints, what is your guess on the over-under for the New Orleans Saints?
Okay, so if the Bucks were 11.5, they don't have Drew Brees anymore, but again, 17 games. I do think they get a credit for Sean Payton and just being a well-run organization. 9.5 again.
Very close. 9.
Oh, I almost guessed 9, and then I didn't think they'd do an even nine. Number. God.
So All I will right. go first on this one. I'm smashing the under here.
I agree.
I think it's a fallback year. Like, this is a team that obviously didn't go quite as well this past year, but still a playoff team. And the years prior to that went deep in the playoffs. I know the Kirk Cousins game, but this is a team that's played into January every season the last 4 years. Moving, like, the quarterback is Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston? Like, that?
Right.
That's
well,
what we're doing here?
So if you told me Jameis Winston was starting all 17 games, I'd feel better about them than if Taysom Hill was starting all 17
I agree, but
games.
I still wouldn't bet him to be a lock to win 10 games.
I wouldn't either. Because again, the division, like, for them, it's tougher because they have to play the Bucs.
And I do think Carolina and Atlanta will be slightly better than last year. I think
Carolina, definitely.
New Orleans being worse is the best thing for the Bucs to hit that over. But I do think Carolina and Atlanta both have a chance to be better. I mean, Atlanta with a new coach, Arthur Smith, like, all that stuff. Like,
could get Kyle Pitts.
Could get Kyle Pitts to add to that offense. Like,
yeah.
So I do think there is a chance that those two teams are better, while the Saints are the one that really falls back.
Right, you're right.
I
you
really
convinced
like
me.
This
I
under.
Really like the under on this one.
Yeah,
so.
And again, I just look. I Sean Payton's a
Your
good
defense
coach.
Is He's good, not, but
yeah, they've got talent on the field, but they have a lot lower threshold to withstand those types of losses and stuff like that. And I know people be like, well, they went 3-1 with Taysom Hill last year or whatever they did. Like, dude, we watched him lose to the Eagles, all right? Like, Taysom Hill blows. Like,
oh, I agree.
Real?
And his numbers in that game, if I remember, weren't even that bad. But, like, yeah, Taysom Hill blows. He's going to be exposed if he starts 17 games. And Jameis Winston is a huge up and down. Has Jameis Winston ever won 10 games in
no.
his career? I would guess not,
no.
right? The one year when he had the 30-30, I think the record was like 7-9, mm-hmm. maybe. So, all right, yeah, we agree. I'm the under on that
still,
one.
So I feel really good
so
about—
So we're both agreeing about over Bucks. Under Saints.
Yeah, and I'm betting.
You'd rather bet
I'm
the Saints.
Betting the Saints under the Bucks. Bucks over. I'm not quite there yet, but as we talked it out, I'm more. Again, we'll get to Carolina and Atlanta. Those are what scare me for that Bucks over, because I do think there is room for improvement there. But ultimately, to your point, even if those teams improve a bit, I still think the Bucks will be so much better than the
so,
rest of the division.
So Saints under, I think, is a fun bet too. Like, rooting against that team would be fun.
Oh, is there a more? Is there a less likable team in the NFL
so,
these days?
While we're speaking about the Saints, how about they're making that movie about Sean
oh,
Payton?
Oh, buddy,
Kevin James. King of Queens, another show, extreme, like, we talk about how shows sometimes, like, if you have an emotional attachment to it, they're better in your books. Like, I love watching King of Queens.
I am currently... So I always have
this is going to make me happy.
I always have a show. So, you know, I have a lot of work to do during the week. I have to do Beat the Hammer trivia. I have to do, like, I prep for a lot of podcasts. I watch a lot of Phillies games. So, like, I always have,
an
like,
underrated amount of work.
I do a lot of work.
Yeah. For those that don't know.
I do a lot of work. So I have two TVs, and sometimes I'll have baseball on one TV, and I'll be like, all right, I need something different to, like, kind of have a game on, but also something to watch that I can that I could chill out to but do my work, and it won't distract me too much, but I can look up and see my jokes. The Office has long been a classic, Parks and Rec, that type of show. Currently watching King, and I've seen Craig Green's like two or three times all the way through, but like currently watching
Arthur's
King,
just so funny.
Ah, what a great show. So, I'm underrated show. Having said that, can't think of a worse person to cast as Sean Payton than Kevin James, but
it's gonna be funny. It's gonna be funny.
Ridiculous. All right, we will get to the other two teams in a sec, but if you're listening to this, you know we're talking about the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Every single one of these lines you can find at the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. You can also bet on other future bets with the NFL, you know, the who's going to win each division, who's going to win the title, all that good stuff. And of course, there's so many sports going on right now that you can bet on. Elliot and I mean, basketball action. Elliot's a soccer gambler these days.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the end of the pod, but man, a few weeks ago, I was really feeling our guy here in Philly as the MVP. And I think his odds are only getting better and better.
I know.
Didn't place it, but I should have.
So I did place a little bit.
Oh, I hate you. You didn't text me and tell me this?
No, I did it. I did it a couple nights ago with not great odds. I just said, you know what?
What was it? I'm like plus three something?
Plus two in the twos. It's up to the twos.
That's not that fun.
Yeah, it's not that fun, but
you
know
what? It was 750 before
he came
back.
I was watching him play, and I was like, you know what? This guy's the MVP.
He's the MVP.
This is so stupid.
It's so clear he is the MVP.
What are we doing here? And especially with the injury in Denver, I think that's a big one. I think that's really going to hurt them. I think they're going to end up a 6 or a 7 seed or something, and you can't have the MVP be on a 6 seed. Like, you can't do that.
And look, we've debated the guy in Denver who is very good, but like, if the whole reason he's going to get it is because he played more games, like, I can't get behind
it's,
that.
Yeah. He's great. He's averaging a triple-double almost. He's amazing. But, like, let's be real. Like, the guy's the MVP. We know the MVP is. It's what it is.
I agree.
So you could bet on that. You could bet on all this stuff. And, of course, in-game betting, the live in-game betting, as Elliot and I have told you, is a wild ride. Like, it is like a up. And if you like a roller coaster, if you like a ride, do some live in-game betting. And, again, you can bet on anything and everything with the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. It's so easy. It's so fun. And here's the deal. If you sign up now, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500 for new customers. Yes, $500. Just download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Again, that's parxcasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss is a free bet. As always, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Elliot, let's, as I navigate this lovely Parx Casino Sportsbook app, and we look at our next bet here.
So we did the Bucks, the Saints.
We've done the Bucks and the Saints. So far, we are on the same page with both of our bets. Now it is time to...
I was debating, do we write these down and save them, or do you think we do this again at the beginning of the season?
I think we redo it at the beginning of the season and see what has
things
changed.
Could change. We'll see.
Yes, that's
okay. We'll make our
official, you know, we'll do a little more rapid fire and stuff. I think that is the move. All right, our next over-unders, we have two left in the NFC South. We are talking about the Sam Darnold-led Carolina Panthers. Elliot, your guess. What is the Carolina Panthers over-under this season?
7.5. Final.
Yeah! What a few tap you threw
nice.
On there.
Nice.
Well done.
So I did a
7.5.
I did a radio hit in South Carolina yesterday. And first of all, doing radio hits outside of Philly are just wild. It's just such a different experience.
I did one in South Carolina somewhat recently, too.
Yeah, it's much more calm. Yeah. Like, it's like, first, I have no idea what they're going to ask, which is a scary feeling. But anyway, so we're talking about the Panthers. And I'm not going to go as far as to say they're my favorite underdog of next year, but I think that I am in on the Panthers. Like, if I have to be in or out on each team, I am in on the Panthers. I like Matt Rhule. I like Joe Brady. They didn't have Christian McCaffrey last year. They have weapons. I think anybody that was coached by Adam Gase and gets out of that, like, A, I have sympathy that you had to experience that. But B, I think, like, he is going from a terrible situation to a very good one. I think Sam Darnold is talented. So I am in on the Panthers.
I am too. And not just because he was a Temple guy.
Right.
I think Matt Rhule's a good coach. I think he's a program builder.
What was their record last year? Would they finish? I can look.
Yeah, look it up because I have the over, and I have another good bet.
But I feel like a lot of times last year when we did our picks, we each liked the Panthers.
Yeah, I think they ended up. Look, they have the 7th pick in the draft, so it can't, or the 8th pick in the draft, right? So it can't be that good. Like, they're somewhere in the 6-10, 5-11 range, I would guess, for last year.
Good news, my cell phone isn't working.
So, whatever. Look, we know that the Eagles were the 6th pick at 4-11-1. then Detroit was 5-11. So they're either 5-11 or 6-10.
Because
the Giants are 6-10 and their Cowboys are 6-10, a couple picks back at 10. So they're probably 5-11 is my guess. They might have been 6-10 without
looking. They smashed Washington in that game late in the year.
Yeah. I like the talent they've assembled there. I like Matt Rhule. I like Joe Brady, like you said. I just like what they're doing there. And to your point, I think while the Bucs are great, I think the Saints are worse. And I think the Falcons are a very beatable football team.
I think it might be better than both those.
So I think 7.5 is a good bet. And I actually like, look, every year, right? Every year, there's at least one and usually a few teams that weren't in the playoffs last year where 4-win team, 5-win team who make a leap and make the playoffs. Like, it happens every year.
Do you have the division odds there by chance?
So I have the Carolina, because I don't think they win the division. No matter how good this goes, I don't think they're better than the Bucs. It's possible. Weirder things have happened.
I wonder what their odds are.
But just to, I can get their division odds, but just to make the playoffs, plus 225, just to make the playoffs, to be the seven seed.
It's a little low.
There's seven seeds.
It's a little low. I would like that more at like +4.
So to win the division, their odds are plus 800.
See, I almost like that more. Like,
I mean, that's a bet right there.
Brady gets an injury. They have it. I don't know. Again, we like the Bucs, but I'd rather bet they win the division than make the playoffs. Because plus 200 is not, I'm not putting money in my account and waiting 9 months to find out at plus 200.
That's our problem sometimes, Elliot. We Elliot and I, that is our big problem. That's why
true.
We get
this
killed by the parlays.
A parch pot for another day.
Well, I would have bet $5, but I'd much rather win 60 than 10.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden.
And then it's like, oh, well, yep, that leg of the parlay didn't come.
But that's why it's fun.
It is fun. But to the people who are not as the people who grind.
People that want to win.
They grind it out and actually care about winning money more than just having fun while they do it. Seriously, I do think plus 225 to make the playoffs is a nice bet.
And again, extra team makes it.
Yeah, extra team makes it. So, and they've got a third place schedule.
And again, Sam Darnold, like, the quarterback just dictates
so
much.
Could make a massive difference.
Right.
And again, putting him with Joe Brady, I mean, Joe Brady's
really
good and really smart.
They have good weapons there.
So, and I mean, to your point about the division odds, just when you're talking about them being plus 800 and New Orleans being plus 260, I mean, that alone makes it look like a great bet.
Well,
that's my point.
Yeah.
Like, we both think Carolina will be better than the Saints.
All right, official. Carolina, that's our team in that division.
Okay, cool. All right, well, let's talk about the last team in the division.
Yeah.
Will not be our team, but I do think that, I think Atlanta.
Interesting.
You want to take a guess?
Yeah. So the Panthers are 7.5. Falcons picked in fourth this year. 6.5.
Very close, but 7.
Mm,
so that's why it's a little high.
I would like the
and
under
that's
there.
Why I agree. But let me make a quick case.
Okay.
New head coach, who we both like, Arthur Smith.
Well, you like
guy.
Him more than I do.
I do, but someone who, you know, look, that had gotten very, very stale and tired in Atlanta. And
agreed.
Even when Dan Quinn goes and they get the interim coach last year, they played much better football for that guy.
And they have weapons on offense.
Yeah, I think it was just a bad spot. They have weapons on offense. Matt Ryan is not a bad quarterback,
yeah,
and he's not that old.
Arguably the second best quarterback.
In the division.
Yeah, or probably definitely.
I don't think
second,
arguably.
Yeah.
He's the second best quarterback in that
you're
division.
Right, you're right.
And the upside to be... I mean, he's not going to be an MVP game, but like he
could be top 10.
He could be a great quarterback in the NFL with the weapons he has. If they go out and draft Kyle Pitts, like what that offense becomes with Pitts, Julio, Calvin Ridley. I mean, I think that offensively they can compete, and they have enough pieces defensively, the Deion Jones type guys. Like, they got some talent there that I'm not expecting the defense to be good, but I'm expecting that.
But they can win shootouts.
They can
win there's
some
not
shootouts.
Many teams. If they get Kyle Pitts, there are not many teams that will have a better set of weapons. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, you know, obviously Kyle Pitts. Like, okay, I'm in.
So I think you could
That being
see,
said, if they go over, they have to hit 8.
Well, I mean, that's what's tough.
Yeah.
And that's why this is a stay away for me. If I had to bet it, I would, as of now, probably take the under. But depending on who they draft and what happens when we make our next picks, I might take the over. But regardless, I definitely don't. All this does for me is hammer home the idea that I think the Saints are an absolute under.
Yeah, you're right, 100%.
These teams are just better, and it makes me a little nervous about the Bucs because I don't think these teams are as bad as you would think coming into this.
True, that's a good point.
About the Bucs over.
Now that we've talked it through.
Yeah, but I think they could be a little frisky. Like, it's possible.
I think the Saints are my least favorite team in this division.
Me too. Me
okay.
Like flat out. Like forgetting the betting odds. Like just I think the Saints are the worst team in the division potentially.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you can't bet on them finishing last, but who knows? That app has everything.
Yeah.
But that'd be something I'd be interested in doing. So we're going Bucs over, Saints under, our favorite bet in the division, it
yes.
sounds like.
Panthers
over. Falcons over. Falcons, but we don't like
Falcons
it as much.
Right there. Yeah, over. I mean, if I could bet on 7 wins for the Falcons, that feels right. But if they go 8-9, I wouldn't. Like, that's not crazy.
So I would say if I had to rank
6-11, I think that's probably more likely they go 8-9, actually.
If I had to rank my bets, under on the Saints, over on the Bucks, over on the Panthers. And I think for fun, I'd go over on the
Panthers. Yeah, I would put overs on the Panthers ahead of over on the Bucks for me. I like the Panthers over more than I like the Bucks over.
Okay. I don't, just because Tom Brady's so consistent.
Yeah. And again, either way, I think this could end up being a really fun division. Like,
yeah.
It's a better division than I, coming in before we did our research and talked about this division, it ended up being a better division than I thought.
I agree.
Yeah, and I, to your point, like, as I always say, right, I say this every time, I say it when we talk about the app, and we talk about all of it, like, for me personally, and everyone has their different things, and we all want to make money, obviously. Yeah. I want to see those shekels rolling into my purse account.
I just like to make enough money to keep going.
Yeah, I just want to be able to have fun doing this and not feel like I'm losing.
Where Kristen's not like, why are you depositing so much
or
money?
Or like, it's like, I'm not looking at Zoe and being like, am I spending your money now?
Yeah, you're probably not going to college anymore.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So that kind of stuff. But in terms of, like, for me, it's just fun. There are certain things that are just fun to bet on. Like, did I put money on the Phillies wins over? You're damn right I did. You know why? Because I'm going to watch every single Phillies game this year, and it's fun to do that. So I think of all these bets we've talked about, and it is our favorite. But, man, it'd be fun to bet against the Saints. Like,
I agree.
Just sounds fun
100%,
to me. To bet against Sean Payton, bet against Taysom Hill, bet against that whole culture that they have down
there.
That
being said, their games are fun.
Whiny, crybaby, losery thing that they got going down there. I'm all in on the Saints under. It is my favorite bet we've talked about today. I love it. I'm going to place money on it on the Parks app. I love this bet.
Yep, agreed. We're on the same page. Let's do it.
Wow, what a joyful podcast we have.
Well, these are fun, the over-unders. Again, like, the one downside is you do deposit today and then you don't cash in for a
while. Tell me about it, yes.
But it is something, like, again, I placed money on the Astros, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm, like, following them.
Yeah, it's super fun, right?
So,
you get invested, you get locked in.
Right, and we'll be following the NFL way closer. So.
Right, but it's fun. Look, you're going to watch these games anyway because of fantasy, because of betting on these games during the season, all that stuff. It's nice to have that little added extra, like, I don't like this team.
Right.
I'm rooting against them. I'm pushing
and the Saints are certainly one of those
They
teams.
Are the team!
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening to this. We will be back next week. I inside baseball before the pod. I'm like, all right, Elliot, we got a plan for the draft next week. And Elliot's like, the draft's not next week.
Yeah, 2 weeks,
I'm like,
buddy.
Yeah, you're right, big dog. That's where my head's at right now.
It does feel like it should be the 22nd and not the 29th.
It feels like time is crawling along. So next week we'll be back. We'll preview the draft. We'll do all that good stuff. Of course, on the air Saturday, both weeks, 1 to 3. So check us out there, and thank you for letting indulging us in our TV talk and movie talk and then helping you win some shekels. So we'll be back with some more futures next week, and of course,
and Go Birds Radio
and all
Saturday.
That, and Go Birds Radio on Saturday, 1 to 3, WIP 215-592-9494. Tell you, I'm James. We'll talk to you later.